From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Authorities say a man who killed four U.S. Marines in Chattanooga, Tennessee, spent several months in Jordan last year. Before the visit to Jordan in 2014, Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz reportedly visited the country four other times. Investigators are trying to determine if he made contact with any extremist groups while there. At a press conference in Chattanooga Friday, FBI Special Agent in Charge Ed Reinhold said that his organization is exploring all the travel done by Abdulaziz.
We are exploring all travel that he has done, and we have asked our intelligence partners throughout the world to provide us with any information they may have concerning his travel and or activities while overseas.
Born in Kuwait, the 24-year-old Abdulaziz was a naturalized U.S. citizen. The Site Intelligence Group reports that he wrote a blog and on Monday said on it that life is short and bitter. Later Friday, about 1,000 people, including members of the city's Muslim community, attended a special memorial service at a Chattanooga church. At least 40 people have been killed in a car bombing at a town in Diyala Province, Iraq, in one of the Islamic State's deadliest attacks since it took over parts of the country. Police and medical authorities say the bombing in the town of Khan bin Isaad was so powerful that it knocked down several buildings. Amateur video showed the dead scattered in a marketplace where they had gathered to celebrate the end of the Muslim holy month of Ramadan. Islamic State said in a statement issued on Twitter that the attack was to avenge the killing of Sunni Muslims in the northern Iraqi town of Hawija. It said the car bomber was carrying around 3 tons of explosives. This